Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, this is George Gamond, and welcome to the Friday show. Oh, yes, it's Friday. Do you realize, if I look at the calendar here, we have, like, how many more days after today? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Only 20 days to Christmas. I don't know if you celebrate Christmas or not, but I love this time of the year. I love the season. I love the holidays. I love, you know, everything to do with it, the colors, the lights, the giving, the generosity. You know, mostly it's about generosity, right? It's about generosity. It's about giving. And it shouldn't be about receiving, but hey, that, you know, everybody's into their own thing, right? We like to receive, but we like to be generous too. And I have an article on that, so I'm going to share an article about happiness today. It's all about being happy, isn't it? Really, really deep inside, it's all about being happy. And maintaining our happiness. And also want to talk about prosperity. And also wanted to talk about what maybe your ancestors, your grandmothers, great-grandmothers, great-uncles, friends who have passed, all that sort of people that have been in your life, or even maybe some well-known people that you wanted to meet at some point. Excuse me, I'm coughing here. Yeah, apologize for that. What they may have to say to you about prosperity and getting what you want in life. And I have some articles. I have articles on everything today. So if I don't get the calls or if people in the chat room don't have a lot of questions, we'll just jump into some articles. I have one from one of my favorite authors, Pam Grout. And then also I have an author that I like a lot that I read a couple of his books. It's based on the life of Matthieu Richard. He's French. He's a monk. Yes, a Buddhist monk. He's 69 years old. Read one of his books, an amazing book about meditation and using it in life and transforming life. And has an article about the secrets of kindness from the happiest man in the world. And we'll talk about why he's considered the happiest man in the world and kindness and being happy. I think the article is really more about happiness. Yeah, how to stay happiness. Okay, and how to get happy. We'll get into that if time permitting. I think that's one of the first articles in Pam's. And before we really jump into everything today, and before I take my callers, which I see I have, and those in the chat room, I have an article and a quote from the Abraham material. Because we're talking about prosperity, and we're talking about manifesting, getting things into your life. And as I've talked about lots of times, when you're asking something, a job, relationships, money, the universe is not holding it back from you. It's you. Now, that sounds kind of harsh, I guess, at times to say it's your at fault, right? But let me read this quote and see what you think about this, and then we'll get into some calls and some other things. Contrast helps you to identify desire. That contrast being, I don't like this, but I want this over here because it's the opposite of what I don't like, right? Desire is summoning. It's always flowing through you. You have the opportunity of opening to the harmony of the vibration of your desire or not. Now, that's a really important statement in this quote from the Abraham material from the year 2000. You have the opportunity of opening to the harmony of the vibration of the desire or not. The vibration is a key word there. As the desires are being summoned through you and you go with the flow, you thrive. But if you use things to be your excuse for not going with the flow, you are arguing for your limitations. Money, oh, rich people get, you know, us people, I live at this class and this part of society, and we never get money. I've never been able to make money in the past, and my family was poor, and I'm going to be poor. Just those are your excuses. Or I'm not really very good at relationships and I always seem to meet the wrong person and blah, 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 blah. All those excuses for not aligning yourself with the vibration of what you want. So let me finish the quote. We want to show you how to go with the flow, which means nothing more than finding vibrational harmony with your desire and letting the universal energy that is your desire is summoning it to it, flow it through you. Well, that was a little confusing of a sentence. It is the optimum creative experience. So the whole article, if you could summarize it, the paragraph that they wrote here, is about aligning yourself with the vibration of what you want. In a positive, uplifted vibration of what you want. And that's not always easy, but it's the goal, right? Because it's getting rid of the excuses. We have excuses, right? Okay, so let me take a couple calls and we'll jump into some articles. We'll see what your ancestors have to say to you about your particular questions. We're focusing on the word prosperity. Now, you can define prosperity different than I define prosperity. Maybe your definition of prosperity has more to do with success in general terms, or maybe it is prosperity to you is reaching a certain level of income or lifestyle. So let's get into that. Okay, whatever it is, okay. Let me take a call or two. If it works, it works. I think it works. Hello.
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 And who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Claire.
Claire, how are you today on this beautiful Friday?
I'm okay.
You're just okay. So are you ready for Christmas?
No, I've got to get over some hurdles before thinking about that.
So what's going on? What's on your mind today?
Well, speaking of prosperity, it's sometimes you never know what you're going to get, you know, if you change a job, you know, just because it may sound better, you might still be dealing with the same type of people and it's not what you want. So I have been reluctant to jump ship at my current job, but it's becoming evident that I think I need to.
Okay.
So I'm just not happy.
Okay, so yeah, that's true. We end up attracting the same kind of people. So in going into these principles of what we're talking about, and if I get a message from one of your dead ancestors, deceased ancestors, I'll give you that too. It's a male energy. It's a male energy. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't know if it's a grandfather or a great-grandfather or something like that. It feels like a direct line on your mother's side of the family. Okay, it's on your mother's side. It's a male figure. It goes back a ways. Not sure which one it is, but it's there. And he's saying, set your sights on what you want. Set your sights on what you want. It feels very focused. It's like very pinpointed that whatever you're going to do for a job change, it should be about you, okay? That being happy is really important for you, right?
Yes.
And doing something that feels good to you, correct?
Yes.
And learning to block out other people. Learning to block out other people because I just get this really strong energy around you and for you that, yeah, seek a job, go for it. But in the process of going for the job and getting a new job, there will always be irritating people. Like he's telling you, there always will be people that get under your skin, right? Always. Every job.
Irritating people is one thing, but people who are detrimental to your career and threaten your career, a completely different thing. I can deal with irritating.
What do you do? What do you do?
I'm an engineer.
Okay. So you've had a difficult time. But I do get the answer, you need to seek it. But the getting or how you get it or the job you're going to go to, you will be led to it. It's like being an engineer, you can be very analytical, correct?
Yeah.
But this is not an analytical thing. This is an intuitive thing. And I'm getting from this, I know if you believe in this or not, or you accept the concept or not, but I'm getting this message like from a grandfather saying to you, we will guide you to the job, something that feels satisfactory, but you have to trust in the process from the intuitive side and not necessarily from the analytical side. A, it's going to be a job that you really like. It'll be next year. It won't be this year. It'll probably be before spring of next year. Okay? You'll get a job. A new one, a new position, and you'll find something that feels satisfying to you. But I get the message really that you will be led to something that you really can prosper in emotionally, not just financially, but emotionally prosper. And that sounds a little idealistic, but it feels like if you use your intuitiveness and feel that guidance to it, you'll get it. Okay? Can't overanalyze this thing. Can't overanalyze it. Because you've done that in the past and it didn't work out as well as you'd like it, right?
That's so true. That's so true. And, you know, it's money's always a big factor, too. And I've been looking for the past half a year at possibly changing, or even more than a half a year.
You will.
And I can't make the same money. You know, I mean, yeah, there are other jobs that sound like they would be more interesting, but yeah, the money is significantly lower.
Okay,
so that's rough.
Well, let me give you this, and I know you can believe it or accept it or not accept it. Now, sometimes when we tell or a psychic or you get messages from the non-physical world, you kind of go, yeah, right, sure, but right, yeah, that's going to happen. I can believe, but. If you can have a certain amount of, okay, yeah, I'm going to accept that concept because I really want this concept and I'm going to focus my energy on this concept of this happening, then it helps to self-fulfilling prophecies in a way. But I really do get for you that you will get a job that satisfies you on many different levels, not just emotionally, but also financially. Okay?
Okay.
But it's not this year. It's not this year. It's sometime before spring, the winter of this coming winter. We're not in winter yet, right? We got what, 6-17 days to winter? Yeah. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
So you'll get it. But follow your intuitiveness. Follow those little urgings that you get, that whisper that say, hey, you got to try this. And it may not be your first attempt, but you'll get it. Okay? You'll get it.
Okay.
Okay? Very good.
Yeah,
take care.
You.
Enjoy
yeah.
Enjoy your holidays. Enjoy Christmas. Have some fun. Really try to have some fun. Okay? I shouldn't say try. I don't like the word try, and I shouldn't have used the word try, because try means you may fail. You just have some fun. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye now. Kind of wasn't going to go there about a prediction part of it, but it really felt like, yeah, she'll get it. But you got to let go of the... You know, some of us get overly analytical. I was raised around very analytical people, you know, technicians and engineers and, you know, that kind of people. And it was all about, you know, intuition. Nobody ever talked about intuition in my family. Like, really, intuition? That's you know, that's mushy stuff, you know, mushy stuff you never talk about. So, but I knew that I had this intuitive gift from an early age, this channeling psychic kind of strange gift from an early age. So, but finally I said, okay, I'm going to explore it. Okay, enough of me. Enough about me and my life. Let's get on to somebody else's questions. So I have a 203 and a 646 number. 646, I know where that area of the world is. I'm starting to learn what these numbers are. It's kind of cool, these area codes. But then people have cell phones and they travel all over the country with their cell phones, don't they? I was listening to an article about that, too, that we don't always like to do that. Hello? Hello? Are you there? This is the 203 number. Are you there? You're not there. You've gone away. You don't want to talk to me. Do you want to talk to me? Hello? I'm going to put you
sorry.
On hold. Sorry? No sorry. There is no sorry.
No, sorry. This is Claire again. I just stayed on the phone.
Oh, okay. You're the same person. Okay. Just a little,
yes.
I'll put you back on hold. Enjoy. Okay. Never mind. My mistake. So let me take another call. So my friend in the chat room is meeting friends. Excuse me. Let me have a little sip of water. Ah, yes. Something got stuck in my throat. And it wasn't my Adam's apple. Hello? Excuse me. Hello?
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 Yes. Who am I speaking to?
This is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you today?
I'm fine. Okay.
Are you ready for Christmas?
Yes and no.
I know that feeling. But, you know, years ago, I wasn't ready to... I didn't really get ready till the 20th. So I'm like, okay, this is like early for me. I mean, some people are shopping it before Thanksgiving. And I thought, that's kind of like, really? Seriously? You know, how could you get into it that early? But so what's going on with Rose today, though, on this beautiful Friday afternoon?
Well, there's just a lot going on. I'm currently in school.
You're what?
I'm currently in school.
Oh, okay. What kind of school?
College.
What do you study?
Well, communications, public relations.
Oh, how fun!
Yeah.
But do you want to work in the political arena? You want to work in political arena with that?
Well, I did do an internship previously. And it was very exciting, but there is an industry I have my eye on that I got a taste of also last year.
What's that?
And it's entertainment, a product development, branding.
Okay.
And I'm trying to figure out.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to figure out what am I doing? Like, how can I get started? Because I feel like I'm caught in a rock and a hard place because
you're stuck.
I feel like it. Yeah.
Yeah, you're stuck. You don't know what the next step is, right?
Nope.
So you call into a show like this because you want a spiritual answer, not necessarily a person who's going to tell you, well, you need to do this and this and this. What I hear for you, let me see what I get for you. It really is about. Do you have faith or trust, or you have a faith system of some form? You do. I know you do. I know you do.
Yes, I do.
Yeah, you do. And so I'm gonna give you a principle, what I hear for you from the law of attraction, which really basically is you don't know what to do till you know what to do, right? What I mean by that is you don't know the step till it's given to you, the how step, the next step. So it's meditation, it's prayer, it's whatever it takes for you, and the word synchronicity comes up, of the idea that you put – let me explain it this way. This is how I hear it for you. And I don't know who's giving you this. Maybe it's some famous person in the past, but it's like you have to know what – you know what your ultimate goal is, right? You know where you want to be. You know what you want to do, correct?
Yes.
You just don't know the stepping stones to get there, right?
Exactly.
So I hear to you, ask God for the first step. Don't worry about the third or fourth or fifth step to get there. Just ask the universe or God for the first step and be open to whatever answer comes to you. Because in a way, and the answer might come to you, you might be led to somebody that says, okay, you need to do this and this and this. But I'm really feeling you'll get the answers really soon. But you kind of have to turn it over and let go. Turn it over to God or the universe, however you say it. And okay, because it's going to happen for you, because this is like destiny time. You know it, right?
You know, yes, I do.
You know it's destiny to do this. So that you will be guided on this step. Now, sometimes you're going to have to be pulled to the next step is how I hear it. That's funny, though. Like, okay, come on. Because we as humans resist things that are good for us sometimes, don't we?
True.
Fear.
Yes.
Fear. And it's fear from our past because we don't like change. Correct? So, but you will be guided to the next step. I don't necessarily feel it's going to be a really hard pull. I think you're going to see the clarity of what to do next. Because you don't want to move out of your area, do you? Particularly.
Well, Well, I do want to move. I just kind of feel at this point, being at a fork in a road, and I'm in school for what I just mentioned, and I take side classes for legal courses, and I'm at the point where I'm thinking, should I go for another internship? I need a job. I have things to do. It's like, it's a lot of things that's going through my head. Like, I need a job.
Right, right. And what it
so I
what
can
it
move.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about moving like thousands of miles away. I'm talking about staying
fairly
local.
No,
fairly local in what you're doing, and that's what I'm kind of sensing. The other thing I'm hearing, and if you want a first step, and I'm not going to give you specifics because I don't get specifics, but it's starting at a company that does, or approaching companies that ultimately do what you want to do, and starting down the ladder a little ways in the company, where you're not going to get the position you want, not necessarily as an intern, and a lot of them want you to be interns, but you want a regular job, right?
Yes, yes.
And it's really, to be analytical about it, it's identifying the companies in your area that you would find, oh yeah, I could work there because that's what they do, is that's what I want to do, and start your campaign to work at one of those companies.
Yeah.
And looking what positions are open that you could fill with the intent of moving up to exactly what you want. So you can narrow the field down quite a bit by just doing, you know, a Google search on the companies that do what you want to be doing, and then start putting it, then it's about you just getting out there. But you'll be led to it. You will be led to it. Okay?
Well, the strange thing about it is, in my past, I'm not going to even say past, I just say this past year, I kind of felt like I came into an opportunity. I was assisting a publicist, and I was offered, it was a guy that's well-known in broadcasting industry, radio industry, and he kept asking, he said, what you going to do? What you going to do with your voice? What you going to do with your voice? But due to the loyalty of the project that I was on at that time, I didn't take him up on his offer. So when the project was over, I tried to reach out, no response. I started kicking myself. I said, you know, what do you do in this business?
You can't kick yourself, okay? You can't, it was a learning experience. And at some
it was.
And you have to accept at some level that you weren't quite ready for it, okay?
Okay.
That it didn't open up completely to you, and you have to accept that life journey that you're on, things kind of fall in place, and it wasn't the timing for that to fall in place. So don't kick yourself. Just say, okay, I learned a lesson.
So
I'm moving on it.
Why did he present that to me? I mean,
because it set a goal in your mind. It set something in your mind. Hey, I want to do this. I may not be ready today for it, but I'm going to do this. This sounds good to me, right? It sounded good to you at the time?
Yes, but I'm not going to lie. I was a bit afraid because I knew if I took him up on that publicly, you know, I was up for public opinion because it's a media job.
Okay, Rose, so there's two parts to this. A, you got excited about the possibility, and then the fear came in. The fear is the timing is off, okay? But it's still put it within you that, hey, I can do this. I'm going to prepare myself to do this. Correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you'll get it, okay? Just be
How
prepared.
Long? Is it going to be really long?
The prediction part. Without resistance on your – without the resistance, because I really believe that if somebody says, oh, you're going to get this in 2016, and you go, yeah, sure, right, yeah, I don't believe it, then you'll never get it. So if you believe in a prediction or a general prediction, then you'll work towards that prediction. Does that make sense? Because the universe has it out there for you. It's there for you. It's it's set in concrete that you'll get that job, and it feels like 2016, okay? Mm-hmm. Before summer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a few months off, but I said before. It doesn't mean by, you know. So, but you got to be
saying around.
Yeah, you got to be ready for it, though, and you got to believe that it can happen.
Oh, I know I can do it. I get a lot of opportunities.
Okay, go for it then. You'll get it. Okay? But next year is your year.
Oh, I thought this year was my power year.
Don't worry about it. You got it. Things weren't quite ready yet, but you'll get it. Okay? I'm going to let you go.
You're right. Yep. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
isn't that the common thing that we run into in the law of attraction or prosperity? The universe will say to us, okay, we got this job for you. We got this thing for you to do. Well, one or two things will happen. You'll go, yeah, I can do it. I'm going to get ready for it. I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to align, as Abraham quote said, I'm going to align myself with the vibration. I'm going to prepare myself. I'm going to visualize it. I'm going to see myself doing it. I know I can do this. There's a little something I need to brush up on to do it, but I know I can do it. So I'm going to align myself totally with the vibration of that job, and it's going to happen. Boom, done. Or you can sit back and go, yeah, that sounds nice. It sounds good, but, you know, and then you put up the excuses. Yeah, but, yeah, but, yeah, but. So, and in my working with people, not just in this aspect of it, but it's this, I talk about the wall and bridge. And the wall is that we put up this wall with this giant, big old blocks in our wall and certain fears like, I'm not good enough, you know, all that sort of thing. I'm too old, I'm too young, I'm too this, I'm too that. So we have our excuses, and those are the big blocks we put in our wall that keeps us from getting that prosperity or whatever we want. And the bridge is that path to do that, is that place, that road, that bridge that takes us there, that the universe aligns for us to bring us whatever we want. So we got to get on the bridge. Got to get on the bridge. And how do we get on the bridge? Well, we look at those big blocks, whatever they are. And say, okay, whatever your block is that's blocking you from getting it, you take it out and you transform it into something positive. And you take that positive block, that alignment block, that vibrational block, that magnetic block of prosperity, and you put it on your bridge. And how do you do that? You change your beliefs. And that's what I talk about, changing your beliefs. Changing your mindset, changing, and you do that at the subconscious level. And we won't talk too much more about that. If you want to know more about that and how to do that and how I work with people in a form of meditation, which kind of takes you to that place to find those blocks and transform those blocks and letting go of the negative and moving into the positive so you can start visualizing the bridge and being on the bridge and the universe just bring. Because being on that bridge is in that state of allowance that allows everything to come to you. Okay, so, okay, I rattled on and on and on about that. But, you know, because I really believe in it. I really believe in the process. So that's why I talk to people about it. I think it's really important. But you got to let go of the excuses. I love that Abraham quote, letting go of the excuses. Okay, so let me go to another article, kind of on the same subject about prosperity, getting what we want in life. This is from Pam Grout, who wrote E squared, E cubed. I could plug her almost once a week. She's actually one of my Facebook friends, I think. I don't know, maybe. If you want to be my Facebook friend, just contact me or follow me on Facebook. You can contact me through my Blog Talk Radio page. And my Facebook link is there, or my website link. Okay? So, her first quote was, our ability to shape energies is like breathing. We can do it all the time without even realizing it. From Damien Eccles. I think that's kind of a cool quote. This is from Pam, not me. Okay, so this is Pam's stuff. Okay, our ability to shape energy is like breathing. We can do it all the time without even realizing it. The singer, activist, poet Michael Franti, that one kind of blew me away today, right? Franti has a tattoo on his arm that says, today I pray for, and then there's this blank. So today I prayed for. Pray for. Every morning he gets out a Sharpie and writes in his highest intention. Some days he hands the Sharpie to his partner, Sarah, or he allows one of his fans, somebody who is going through a hard time, to write in a request. Now, I'm not saying you're going to tattoo in your arm today, I pray for, but that's setting an intention, isn't it? What he's doing is setting the intention for the day. I think it's a great idea. I don't think I would do the tattoo on my arm, you know, but he says, today I pray for. But you could take a piece of paper or you could put something on your mirror and then you could fill it in daily, right? Okay, so let me finish the article. Let's go on with her. Every morning, okay, we got that part. Either way, it's a powerful reminder that every morning we get to decide how our day will go. what we want it to mean, how we use our thoughts, our beliefs, and our prayers. Tool two. This is tool time, you know. Remember that show, Tool Time, right? This insanely easy tool comes from Thomas Edison, who you got to admit accomplished more than most in his life. He says he never went to bed without first making a request to his subconscious. Again, super easy and powerful. You're going to sleep anyway. Why not ask for answers? I like that. That's a great idea. Go to bed at night and talk to your subconscious mind, talk to the universe and say, okay, out there, this is my request. This is my intention. This is what I want to happen. So what did you set your intention for today already? Have you done that in the morning? My intention for the day is, okay, and then I had a couple different things I put out there today. So what did you put out? It's never too late. I mean, we got in the morning with Michael, and we got the evening with Thomas Edison. So you can do it different times. Or you can do it as the day goes on. My intention for the next 2 hours is, my intention is to meet somebody new today, this afternoon. My intention is to, whatever it is, you can write it down, you know, get a Sharpie on your arm, however you do it. But setting intentions, this is what I want the universe to bring me. This is what I want the universe to bring me. And setting that intention. Tool number three, be a permanent holiday maker. I love this. Be a permanent holiday maker. Yesterday I mentioned the perks of walking with a childlike wonder. To a three-year-old, the world is endlessly interesting. There is no such thing as bad anything. Without judgment or critique, the world is free to accommodate our sizzling, I like that, sizzling imagination. So what she said again is, be a permanent holiday maker. Be positive in all aspects of your life. I know the world is tough, and you got all these shootings and all this craziness going on in the world, and sometimes it's hard to get there. But you have a choice. Every day you have a choice. Every minute you have a choice. And that's one lesson I learned a few years ago. And I say I have a caller, and I'll be with you in a minute. Okay. Rambling on and on and on about this whole thing. A few years ago, I learned this whole lesson about every moment is a choice. You have a choice to be happy. You have a choice to be sad. I know there's chemical imbalances and, you know, bipolar and all these other things. But you still have a choice. You can choose to improve, or you can choose to regress. You can choose to be happy, or you can choose to be sad. You can choose to seek happiness, or you can just wallow. So, okay, you can choose to follow the law of attraction, or you can just choose to let things come to you as they come to you without any direct intentions. So choose to have intentions and put it out there. Let it go. Release it. It's like little butterflies of intention, sending them off to the universe, right? Let me take a call. Hello? 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 I can hardly hear you. We have a really bad connection. Who am I speaking to? You want to call back? I can't hear you. Okay. Okay. You know, I have to interrupt for a moment because I can't hear it. I can't hear you. Please call back because you're not coming through, okay? Please call back. Yeah, I couldn't hear the caller, and that wasn't fair for me to hear, you know, try to answer somebody who I couldn't hear at all. And it was garbled. So if you could heard that at the other end, it was garbled. And so if he wants to call back, fine, cool, call back, and we'll go from there. And then while the caller is doing that, they want to. I got about 10 minutes left, so let me jump into this article, and I won't read the whole thing because I think it would take too much time. And it's The Secrets of Happiness, but as I mentioned, Mathieu Richard. And he's considered the happiest man in the world. And the scientists did this brain thing, and they put these wires on him. And then they found that he had this really, really high form of consciousness that's, you know, in this high state of high consciousness where he was in a state of happiness. So why? So he wrote, and there's 5 points. Five points. So let's go through the 5 points. Want to live a life filled with kindness and happiness. This is his tips. Cultivate warmer, more benevolent relationships with others. Cultivate warmer, more benevolent relationships with others. The key to being happy is to care about others so much that we put their happiness first. Ultimately, it makes us happy too. Wow, isn't that a great statement? And how many of us believe that? But let's go through the other ones, and then we'll come back to that, okay? Develop a cluster of positive inner qualities. There is no happiness center in the brain. Happiness results from a certain number of basic human qualities, says Richard. Now, his background, you know, he's not just a Buddhist monk. Let me tell you a little bit more about his background, because in the early, he has a doctorate in microbiology. Okay, but he left that work behind to become a Buddhist and live in the Himalayas. But he's written extensively on altruism. He's written extensively on being altruistic. And we could get into more of the article on that, but we won't right now. We'll just go through these. So there's no happiness center in the brain. So the inner freedom, he says, freedom from animosity, freedom from greed, freedom from craving, all those toxins that poison your happiness and that of others. So develop a positive inner qualities. He calls it flourishing of good qualities like compassion and empathy. So it's developing empathy. It's developing compassion. It's developing kindness. And I, in my work, speak about those are the qualities of love. It's developing love. And if you, as the more and more love you develop, and kindness, compassion, generosity, forgiveness, you develop those, what you end up doing is you pushing those other things away. You're pushing that greed and animosity. You remove those and you fill that void with love, kindness, compassion, generosity, forgiveness. Okay, focus on intrinsic value of things. Enjoy a view of what is, he says, enjoy a moment at home when you're just sitting quietly. Or if you're in the big city, you see all the lights, the blue skies, everything beautiful. Focus on the intrinsic value of things, even little things. You know, 2 winters ago, I live in Southern California. I live in Pasadena area. And it was in January, and I went outside, and I lived on the East Coast. I lived in Michigan, actually, not the East Coast, but I lived in Michigan. And I remember the winters when I was young, and all the trees would be just, like, stark and, you know, like, no leaves or whatever. And I'm going outside, and I'm looking at the trees going, they're green. It's January, and we have green trees. How cool is that to have green trees in January? So it's appreciating the little beautiful things. You go out at night and see the stars. It's been really clear here lately because of the winds. And so I go outside and I look at the stars and go, wow, we have a lot more stars than usual. Because living in the city, all the lights blocks all the stars. But with the winds, it clears the sky. And you can see the stars. And it's just appreciating, just looking at the wonder of the world. Or if you're walking down the street, if you're in a city, what about the architecture? What about the structures around you? What about the beauty that people have created? You can do that. Okay, the next point, which is kind of related to that in a way. We are connected with nature, says Richard. Being too far away from nature for too long makes us depressed. He states, a study of hospital patients recovering more quickly when they could see trees and other nature outside of their windows. Go sit by a tree. Go hug a tree. Go spend some time in nature. Get out. Get out. Go walk. Go to a park. Whatever it takes, right? And the next thing he says, and if you're really interested in doing this more, I can help you do this. Because I've been teaching meditation for 20-something years. It's not hard. Studies show that meditating 20 to 25 minutes a day for just 8 weeks has been proven to boost your empathy and reduce stress. Reduce stress is really cool, part of that, right? But first, demystify the process of meditation. Meditation is not emptying your mind or blocking your thoughts and just relaxing. That's bound to fail. It's more about cultivating loving and kind thoughts. He compares it to doing physical exercise for 10 to 15 minutes or any other process you have to gradually get into. Thoughts will come into the front of your mind, and that's okay. Just let them go, come and go. Don't fixate on them. Don't run after them. Let them pass. Once the stressful thoughts pass, you will be able to fill your mind with positivity and love. So it's focusing on a word. One way of doing it is picking words that you want to focus on: generosity, kindness, love, compassion, whatever it may be, and focusing on those in meditation. Okay, so what am I doing? Oh, got a few more minutes. Ooh, yeah, it's been fun. A gentleman did not call back who we had a problem with, so that's fine. I'm sure he'll come back another day. Oh, somebody else went away. Oh, people are going away right and left. Oh, no. Okay, that's fine. It's Friday afternoon, and I have about 4 minutes left in the show, so what shall I do? How about a joke? Something different, right? Something completely different that we normally don't do in the show. So I get jokes of the day. Now, in this world of everybody being kind of PC and sensitive about things, I thought I'd throw a joke out there, and I don't want you to be sensitive about it. I just want you to find the humor in it, okay? And there's a certain humor in this. Three spies were captured in London. One is German, one is French, and the other is Italian. First, they interrogate the German spy, and after 3 hours of torture, he talks and is thrown back into the cell with others. Then the French spy is interrogated, and after 8 hours of torture, they get him to talk and they throw him back with the others. Last, they interrogate the Italian spy, and after 20 hours of torture and failing to make him say a word, they give up for the day and throw him back with the others. When he is back in the cell with the other spies ask him, "How did you last that long without saying a word?" Then the Italian man says, "I was trying to speak, but they had my hands strapped down, and I wasn't able to move then." Now, if you know Italian people, and if you know for people of certain cultures, without their hands, they can't talk. That's a joke. Okay, why am I describing the joke? If you get it, you get it. If you don't, right? So I will be back on Monday. And if I can help you more, and if you want to, I can assist you with this process of overcoming those negative things in your life that are keeping you from getting what you want, taking those big block boulders out of your wall and creating that path to what you want, that bridge to what you want. Or if you want to talk to somebody who has passed, a relative, a friend, a family member, a famous person, and I like to talk to well-known people every once in a while, they're kind of fun, contact me. And if you go to my website, there is a way that you can pay for a short reading. And we'll get into the past lives too if you want. But it's a lot about, okay, what is a relative, somebody who's passed, somebody, family member, friend of the family, whoever it might be, have to say to you about your issues in life, something that you want to accomplish in your life. And we can do that if you want. Love to help you. You know, it's about helping people. And my caller, well, you know what? I'm going to take this real quick, but you got less than a minute. Hello, you got less than a minute. So, quick question. You're cutting out again. We have a really bad connection. Try again on Monday because we have a really bad connection and I can't hear anything. Sorry. Nope, can't hear nothing. Nope, not at all. Something. Yeah, some reason it's not going through. I don't know why. I apologize for that. Hopefully it's not on our end and my end of the world of, you know, cyber stuff, right? So have a great weekend. Get ready for Christmas. As I said before, I really like this time of year. I enjoy the holiday season. I think I enjoy people. Yeah, it's a little late to take a call. So if you want to contact me on Monday, I'll be back at the same time. And we can talk then. Yes. got about 20 seconds left. I had some great articles today. So it's about happiness, isn't it? It's about being happy. Prosperity, how to get there. Okay, so thank you again for calling. I love you guys. I really do. I love the callers. I love being able to help people and present information to people. Let spirit talk to you. So thank you very much. Have a good one. Bye now.